This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where a puzzling, very loud sonic boom heard around here turned out to be connected to a so far unexplained tragedy involving a small plane that crashed a short time later in Virginia. That plane drifted into restricted airspace over the Capital Region. F-16 jets were authorized for supersonic speed to catch up with it,
which officials say were unresponsive when they tried to contact it. It crashed over 100 miles outside of the city. To be clear, officials say the F-16s did not shoot down the aircraft. The FAA and NTSB are now investigating.
Correspondent Skylar Henry. President Biden, who is in town and has been out of the White House much of the day, has been briefed about this incident. We await additional word on it and the people who were aboard the plane that crashed. We're also watching developments in Ukraine, where Russia reports what it calls a major Ukrainian military operation against its forces. Maybe connected, maybe not. Russia also reports a drone attack set an energy facility inside Russia's Belgorod region on fire. The death toll from a catastrophic train accident in India is now close to 300.
One of the people stuck in the mangled remains of the train was rescued alive this morning and rushed to a hospital right before my eyes in an ambulance. Most people believe there were no people alive anymore.
The blame is being placed on the electronic signaling system that led the train to a wrong track and the path of a freight train. Back here, one body recovered from the partly collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Two people remain missing. You might have noticed gas prices down a few cents the last couple of days. Well, oil prices are not where some of the big players would like them to be. So at an oil exporter bash in Vienna, Saudi Arabia announces a unilateral move to reduce its oil output. Other exporters working on their own plans. Antonio Uburu is oil minister of Equatorial Guinea.
We set the ground for a new methodology that will bring more visibility and certainty as to how do we assign those levels of cut for the different countries.
About those prices at the pump, average gallon of regular, $3.55. Much Sunday morning broadcast reaction to the bill that President Biden signed this weekend, doing away with the debt default threat for 2 years, but also containing many other things, including a gas pipeline that Joe Manchin of West Virginia favors.
We got basically some reforms done as far as permitting, and now what we can do is basically make sure that we're able to get the pipelines and the delivery system we need for clean fossil all over this country.
He was on Face the Nation. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey. This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side. A classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. You know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. You give me everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up, if you're innocent of weakness. Put your hands up, put your hands up, if you're innocent of everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be good. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Whiskey from a red solo cup.
break up. Let's make it take forever. Brett Newsky featuring Miles Nielsen on Max Inc. Radio. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that with Hands Up. I love the duo or the feature. I think Miles was playing guitar on that with Brett Newsky. Really cool. You can see Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts tomorrow up in Appleton at the Appleton Beer Factory. And Newsky has a show next week, June 10th, at the Polish Fest. That's in Milwaukee, 5 p.m. on the Miller Stage. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, flying solo tonight, but I have you along for the ride. I appreciate that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Still to come tonight, Magic Conch. They're coming to the studio. They're going to be live in the Devil's Lair. Not playing live, but we're going to be dropping their brand new music from Fine Dining and Breathing. Super excited about that. We'll hear a bunch of songs off the new album, talk with the guys from Magic Conch. Also, Carrie Osborne from the Mama's Finalist Party. She's going to stop in. We're going to tell you all about the party, some of the nominees, and tell you about the Mamas. Plus, the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar update is just around the corner. We'll do Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock and Essential Last Crack at 11. Music on the way this hour from Sam Ness, Rain Stern, the Civil Engineers, and we got some Stees right now. They're playing at the Feed Your Head Fest, June 16th through the 18th. This is in the Kettle Moraine Ranch. I want to get down there. I have not been to the Kettle Moraine Ranch yet. That's the Wise Jennings folks, and they rock. This band is playing at Feed Your Head Fest 2023 at Stees on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Send your love for the last time to me.
So I Can Sleep, Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. All right, so that song is so hot, it had to preempt the Steez. And last night, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
This is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I've been running off the mark. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living in tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning up. This room is spinning now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. swear I've played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been. Trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now. She asks me how I've been. Trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down. Now, slow it down. I need to be here now. Give me some room, this room is spinning now. Give me some room, this room is spinning now.
Maxink Radio, we are local music. Sam Ness there, and Slow It Down from his latest album. I hope you're all having a great evening. Saturday night here in Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Call up and say, hey, what's happening? We've got Magic Conch coming in the studio here shortly. And Kerry Osborne from the Mamas will talk about the finalist party and all the details on that. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, of course, is Max Inc. Heavy. Sam Ness, he has a show coming up at the Village of Maple Bluff, the summer concert series. That's at the, I think it's right at the Village Mall in Maple Bluff, right in my neighborhood. I'm going to go down and see Sam Ness. Got the calendar update in just a moment. Right now, let's do a band that I happen to think is playing Atwood Fest this year. It's Kyle Magna and the Monsoons, Lost in My Head on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My hand, I got lost in my head. I got lost. Inc. Radio on Civic Media. It's time for the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar Update for Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Monona Drive and Livingston Street here in Madison and in downtown Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Tonight, we're going to focus on a few big music events that should be on your radar. First Summerfest in Milwaukee starts June 22nd. There's a great lineup of music this year. You can see the full schedule and get your tickets at summerfest.com. I want to give a shout out, though, to Rockonson and the 2023 finalists. 10 high school garage bands will be battling to win Rockonson 2023 on the Generac Power Stage June 23rd and 24th. Have a great show. And congratulations to all the young artists. In Green Bay, it's Bayfest, June 16th and 17th. Bayfest is a musical comedy show put on by members of Let Me Be Frank Productions. For 29 years, Bayfest was the premier music festival in Northeast Wisconsin. The 2023 Music in the Park at Waymore County Park in Greenleaf, Wisconsin is happening next Wednesday and Thursday. This year, Homemade Brew will be playing live, and check this out, free ice cream sundaes and the music starts at 6 o'clock. What happens when you combine a vibrant 1 mile stretch of downtown Appleton with 200 up-and-coming artists performing live, free, 100% original music for over 4 days? You get the Mile of Music in Appleton, August 3rd through the 6th. Get more information at mileofmusic.com. Rockfest is happening in Cadott, Wisconsin, July 13th through the 15th. Country Thunder is July 20th through the 23rd in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. And our good friends at the Driftless Music Gardens have a few big events coming up. Bonfire Music Festival is June 8th through the 10th. Boogie Down 2023 is July 21st to the 22nd. And the one and only People Fest returns for its 15th year, August 10th through the 12th. Get more information and tickets at driftlessmusicgardens.com. The Madison Festival season starts next weekend with the Marquette Waterfront Festival Saturday and Sunday. And Rocker will be releasing the Atwood Fest schedule soon. The famous East Side event happens July 29th and 30th. Lastly, Make Music Madison has booked over 500 shows this year. It all happens on the first day of summer, Wednesday, June 21st. See who's playing and where at makemusicmadison.org. And be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Stage at 202 State Street at 3 p.m. for Eddie Berth, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. That's the Max Inc. Live Music Calendar Update for June 3rd. I'm Jimmy Kay, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generac Power Stage June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday evening in Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K flying solo tonight. Rocker is in Chicago with the Swifties. Took his daughter to Taylor Swift at Soldier Field. How cool is that?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes, it would. Well, I requested Rocker to call in with a Swiftie on the phone, but that has not happened yet. Rocker, if you're listening, 844-967-2789. In fact, if you are a Swiftie, I would just love to hear from you right now. 844-96-PARTY. Right now, Carrie Osborne from the Mamas is here, the Madison Area Music Association. Carrie, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming back. And big weekend coming up here in a couple weeks for the Mamas. It's Father's Day, so you could come celebrate your papa with your mama.
Yes.
At the Mamas. Carrie, tell us about the finalist event that's happening.
Okay, so it's the yearly finalist announcement party where we announce the usually four finalists that go on to the final round of the Mama Awards. The actual Mama Awards show is going to happen sometime in August. So this is sort of the pre-party. And things changed a lot after COVID. Our schedule got kind of like wonky because this party used to be in March, you know, and it was chilly and it got dark earlier. But this year it's in June. And so we've decided to embrace it. And so we're doing our first outdoor party. It's at the Wisconsin Brewing Company.
I love that place.
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's big and open, and they've got that pond there and like little grassy areas, and it's just a fantastic place to have a show. And so we're just really going to sort of embrace the whole outdoor thing and sort of make it like a little mini festival. We've got at least three acts. We're still working on the bill. We're going to have some vendors out there to, you know, sell their wares kind of art fair style. So if you're a last minute person like me, you don't have a gift for dad yet, you'll have a chance to get that. We'll have food vendors and then, of course, all that yummy, tasty Wisconsin brewery beer. And because of the kind of venue that it is and because it is Father's Day, what better way? Like, grab your kids, you know, grab the rest of the family, grab a chair or two, bring your own food. They allow that. And you can come out and do the family thing while also listening to great music and supporting our cause, which, as you know, is getting instruments into kids' hands.
Instruments into the kids' hands. That's what it's all about. And that's what the Mamas has been doing for quite a while. Talk about the charity itself, Carrie, the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association, and how they put instruments in the hands of kids.
Well, we've been doing this for 20 years now, not me personally, but, you know, we've been around since 2003 with the original goal of making sure that any kid in school regardless of circumstances, if they want to play a violin, a saxophone, whatever they want, we provide that. We take instruments in, we collect money. If we do get an instrument, we fix it up. We donate it to the schools. We've given hundreds of thousands of dollars away so far in instruments and money to fund programs like this. And this is the thing that we're the most proud of. And what we're hoping for on Father's Day is, we got a couple of youth acts that we're hoping one of them's going to work out, because really it is all about the kids. So that's our main mission. And then we have a couple of other sister missions. We've also got the scholarship fund in the name of
Clyde
Stubblefield, right? The funky drummer. And that allows a youth who wants to go on and do higher education in music. We can help pay for that. And then we've also got the Mama Cares Fund, which is for musicians or their families who are in, any kind of time of need. Of course, that happened a lot, during COVID, when musicians just couldn't get out there and perform. And the Mama Cares Fund does go to help supplement that. So we've got these, different angles of ways that we can help out. And it all lives under the Mama umbrella.
It's awesome stuff. The 2023 Mama Finalist Announcement Party. It's Father's Day, June 18th at Wisconsin Brewing Company. The show starts at noon. And I say it's a show because, there's live music, but you also have the activities for the family to come out. Plus, there's some really cool MCs this year. Talk about the talent that's going to be up on stage talking to the people.
Well, the MCs are some of the mama favorites, people that you already know and love. We've got Terry Barr, who is conspicuously missing from this studio tonight.
She's searching for the perfect euro right now.
she's got a really good reason for not being here. So she's going to be there. The rock and roll dentist, Dr. Chris Kammer, who is such a huge supporter of the mamas. He's going to be there, and he's a ton of fun. And then we've also got Ty Christian, who is the executive director of the mamas and also the lead of the metal band Lords of the Trident.
Madison's very own superhero.
Yeah, yeah. So he commands a stage, and he knows and he loves the mamas so much. So when he gets up there and he talks about it on stage, he's very eloquent and very passionate, and he just makes you want to pull the $10 bill out of your pocket and drop it in the tip jar.
And the event is free, but there is that $10 suggested donation. You can make it a $20. Nobody will judge you by that.
No, we're not. We're not.
We got some raffle prizes too. Talk about some of the prizes and who's donating them.
We've got some really cool artwork that we're going to have up for grabs. Like, I hate to generalize, but dads love Star Wars stuff, and so we've got some cool Star Wars art that I would hang on my wall. If I were to win it. We've also got Greg Ginter from the Guitar Shop, who is very generous. He donates something every year. We're not quite sure what it is this year, but often it is a tune-up package. He's also given instruments. We have last year Steve Fisher, who's a very popular sound guy here in town. He's gotten into building his own instruments. He donated a homemade bass guitar last year that was just gorgeous. It was this really pretty color blue, and then Greg Ginter did donate a case for it. And so Steve's going to be donating something else for that again this year too. So I can't tell you everything, because we collect these raffle items all the way up until the day of the show, and so there's going to be plenty of things for people to win. And then plus we got the other raffle things, like the 50-50, and who doesn't like to walk home with a little cash, right?
So much fun. The Mama's Finalist Party is happening at the Wisconsin Brewery Company, Father's Day, June 18th. If people wanted to contribute to the Mamas so we can help put musical instruments in the hands of kids, how do we do that?
Well, you can go to themamas.org. I've got a big button there that says donate now, and it'll take you right to PayPal, and you can go ahead and donate there, and we'll make it easy at the show too. We'll have just QR codes, so you can do it on your phone. But not that we don't take cold hard cash. We'll take your credit card. We'll take a check. Probably no Bitcoin. But themamas.org. If you're feeling generous, some kid out there thanks you very much.
And it all ties back to earlier when we talked to Andy from the Marquette Waterfront Festival. It's community with a C.